Captain Daryl Green. He is with the Lansing Police Department's Investigations Division. Good morning, Daryl. How are you?
Doing pretty good, sir.
Well, thanks so much for coming on to the program. A very sad scene that happened Wednesday night, the night of the 4th of July at Donnell Riverfront Park, just minutes before the big fireworks show. Let's talk about the story involving this woman. How did this all start, and where do we stand currently?
Well, I'll say this again, and we've definitely, as a city, have wanted to voice our frustration about this incident and wanted to express our sympathy and our deepest regrets to the family of this young lady. Our officers were stationed out in the Donnell Riverfront Park. We had over 100 officers working the night of July the 4th. At approximately 9:45 p.m., officers within feet of where this young lady was seated were contacted by a male companion. He reported that the female was having a seizure. The officers immediately contacted the female. They immediately called for LFD, who came in with their all-terrain vehicle, navigated through the crowd, immediately started medical treatment. There was some conversation that the female may have been hit with a rock. The LFD team escorted her out to the ambulance. They took her to a local hospital. We then got a call maybe an hour and a half later, around 11:14 p.m., from the hospital that this female had a bullet lodged in her head. So to our dismay, we immediately quarantined this area. Our CSI team was in the area as also locked down the perimeter of this area, immediately start canvassing the area for witnesses. The female was immediately classified as in critical condition, with a life-threatening injury. And that's what started it all for us. We've since joined forces in partnership with the ATF to give us some assistance on this case. Our officers and detectives were scouring buildings, talking to any and everybody. We're still soliciting any type of tips we can get. We're trying to make a plea to the public for all the information we can get.
Any idea at all where this gunshot came from?
You know, again, this is a very tragic incident. It's a situation. I want to be able to put my investigators in a position whereas they can properly assess this case. We'll be looking at all of that and all types of information and as well evidence. So as the investigation develops, we hope to have some findings on this. But again, we're going to need the help of the public on this.
Has the woman's name been released yet?
The young lady's name has not been released at this time, and that's been based on the request of the family. We've been trying to proceed delicately and respect their privacy. We hope to have that name released in the near future, but again, we're trying to respect the delicacy and the privacy of the family.
Yeah, and like you said earlier, you know, you're looking for help from the public on this case. You're obviously looking for perhaps a suspect. Anything else in particular that you guys need to find out that maybe the public can help you out with?
Well, somebody might have heard someone firing the firearm. They might have seen someone discharging the firearm in the city. We need to hear about that. Give us an opportunity as the investigation coordinators to properly assess whether that information is relevant or not. But we need to hear all information about anyone discharging a firearm from anywhere in the city of Lansing.
Now, if anyone has any information on the shooting, how can they get a hold of you guys? And I understand there's a tip line too, correct?
Yeah, that's the tip line. We've always had a tip line. And also we use Crime Stoppers 483-STOP as well. Or if you want to text it, you can text it, LPD 411. Also, the detective working the case is Detective Mark Lewandowski. His telephone number is 483-6859.
All right, and before we let you go, Captain, aside from the shooting that happened, how did everything else go on the 4th of July in Lansing as far as law enforcement goes? Any major problems that you guys encountered during the holiday?
Well, I mean, before the shooting took place, I mean, this was a relatively extremely well-coordinated event. Again, we had officers everywhere in the city, over 115 officers for the entire city that night. We had no other major incidents at all.
All right, and can you give us the phone number once again for people who have information on the shooting and for how they can get a hold of you?
Crime Stoppers, 483-STOP, or Detective Mark Lewandowski, 483-6859.
All right, and again, very tragic story, as you said, and we hope to find out more about this as the days go along. Captain Daryl Green from the Lansing Police Department Investigations Division. Captain, thanks so much for taking the time to speak with us this morning, and enjoy the day.
Thank you very much.